This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1331. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded October 3rd, new U.S. service to Pakistan, program shakeup at Radio Canada International, more from Venezuela, less from Colombia, extended broadcasts from Mauritania, Uganda, and other Ramadan anomalies, Voice of Indonesia missing, and the propagation outlook. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany discovered a new U.S. external service starting September 27th. It was between 13 and 14 UT on 15645 and 11510, apparently in the Pashto language. So is it for Afghanistan? No, Kim Elliott explains. It's called Radio Dewa, or is it Dewa? It's spelled D-E-E-W-A, a separate Pashto service for Pakistan, in addition to Voice of America's Pashto service and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberties. It's 4 hours a day, starting at 1300 UT. But apparently only the first hour is on shortwave, the rest on medium wave or FM. A website about it is www.voadeewaradio.com. Mentions an FM frequency in select cities in Pakistan, 100.5 megahertz. You may recall that VOA already has a separately named service for Pakistan in Urdu, Radio Apki Dunya. At this rate, there will be a great proliferation of VOA, or rather U.S. external services, under an even greater variety of names, not only for individual countries, but for areas of individual countries. Actually, this is for the Pakistani-Afghan border area, which, as we know, is a rather strategic one from the U.S. point of view. You can only wonder if this service has something to do with the search for UBL or OBL. Furthermore, the website says a powerful additional medium-wave transmitter is forthcoming. No frequency mentioned, but Chris Greenway in the U.K. says it's probably 621 kilohertz, which was subject of a tender awarded earlier this year, to be located in Afghanistan near the Pakistan border. And he concludes with IBB's separate Azadi Radio, Radio Ashna, Dewa Radio, and Radio Apki Dunya, all now broadcasting to Afghanistan and Pakistan. I kind of wonder if the good folk of those countries will have time to listen to all these stations. It appears that the two shortwave frequencies, from 13 to 14 UT, 15645 is from Biesch, Morocco, and 11510 from Irana Vila, Sri Lanka. Coincidentally, the day before this started up, there was an article distributed by McClatchy Tribune Information Services, sent on to us by Kevin Redding, ABDX, headlined, Pentagon study claims U.S. broadcasts to Iran are not tough enough. Another indication that some in the Bush administration pushing for a more confrontational policy toward Iran. A Pentagon unit has drafted a report charging that U.S. international broadcasts into Iran are not tough enough on the Islamic regime. This refers in particular to Voice of America's Persian TV service and to Radio Fardal. However, this involves infighting among different factions in the U.S. government. Here's Kim Andrew Elliott's take on it. Are both Radio Fardal and VOA Persian really too generous in their treatment of the Iranian regime? Perhaps the managers of these stations believe that hammering away at President Ahmadinejad might not work as well with Iranian audiences as with Fox News viewers in the U.S. Iranians are looking for the credible news and entertainment lacking in their state-controlled domestic media. As wonderful as democracy is, programs promoting democracy can sound like propaganda. Iranians probably have had enough of propaganda. Better to demonstrate democracy through an independent news organization covering the day-to-day workings of government and opposition. Radio Marti is up to its old tricks again, although it may not be deliberate, it's hard to tell. That is, radiating spurious frequencies which do not get jammed. On September 28th, before 21 UT, I found the Greenville transmitter on 11930. It was putting a spur on 12140. And it also appeared on 11720 after their other transmitter in Hausa closed down. But then a few minutes later, after 2100, I was hearing another pair of spurs at a different separation from 11930, 11965, and 11895. Once again, another intentional Greenville frequency on one of those, the Creole broadcast on 11895. But the spurs disappeared unexpectedly a few minutes later. It's worth noting that, unlike in previous instances, these were not split decimal frequencies, but exactly on the channels where they appeared. The McClatchy Newspaper Company, we mentioned in connection with Radio Farda, is also involved with news about Radio Marti. You may recall we reported that some reporters for the Miami Herald, or its Spanish version, had been fired because they were moonlighting for Radio Marti, some kind of conflict of interest. However, a newer development is that the publisher of the Herald has now resigned over this matter, and apparently the fired employees are now invited to resume their positions. There's more about that on the Media Network blog of October 3rd. Here's more publicity for what Fred Waterer calls the world's loudest silent radio station, WRNO. Unlike the earlier Channel 11 story, this one does not pretend the station is actually on the air. Robert Mawiri and his associate Dean Spurlock hope to convert Muslims by transmitting the gospel, music, and Christian conversion stories all in Arabic. Mawiri says, "We believe WRNO is the answer to terrorism. These people are looking for answers to their spiritual questions." And the story even mentions WRNO's connections under a previous owner to a neo-Nazi organization. It's not the station now, but the Anti-Defamation League is still monitoring the situation. And Jeff Farrell, professor of sociology and criminal justice at Texas Christian University, thinks WRNO could cause problems. "It strikes me that even the attempt to convert Muslims is a politically loaded undertaking. The approach amounts to a broadcast crusade. I think Muslims will take offense to this. How would we feel if they beamed in a radio station asking us to convert to Islam?" There's a low-power highway advisory radio station in Lake County, Illinois, near Chicago, call sign WQBR 256 on 1620 kilohertz. Håkan Sundman at the de-expedition site in Lemminjoki, Finland, says it's the first and so far only real HAR or TIS station from the U.S. ever heard in Finland. In March, Jim Salatia spent a week there and wanted to report KOZN, a full-power station, but it was surprised to hear the loop from WQBR 256, which they eventually tracked down, and he actually visited the station later this summer. Bill Harms in Maryland, who's very much an avid TIS DXer, says it might be worth a few shots for European DXers to try for other stations like these on a beverage antenna from remote de-expedition sites. There are a number of X-band frequencies which are not occupied in eastern North America by broadcast stations, thus it should be possible to DX the low-power TIS stations before the westerly stations fade in. From the CGC communicator via Kevin Redding, ABDX, there's a pirate on Catalina Island, 100.1 megahertz. It's at Avalon. They are professing freedom of religion as their right to broadcast. Strangely enough, the programming is a big band format. I guess it might be audible across the waters in the Los Angeles area. Check 100.1. In case you didn't hear about it in mainstream news, the person convicted and later pardoned of being Tokyo Rose died this week. Iva Toguri Dakino, at the age of 90, she'd been living in the Chicago area. There have been several obituaries of her in the press. Quite an injustice was done to her, convicting her and imprisoning her on charges of treason. If you missed any or all of the 13 episodes of this year's Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival series on many public radio stations, here's another chance. WUOT in Knoxville is running the 13-part series from October through December. It's UT Tuesdays at midnight, Monday nights at 8 Eastern Time, and they have a high-quality webcast, www.wuot.org. WUOT also reminds us that the New York Philharmonic's new broadcast season is underway in October. They carry it Thursday evenings at 8, as do many other stations, but at a number of other times as well. And furthermore, it's available on demand from newyorkphilharmonic.org. As of October 3rd, I am still not hearing CFRX Toronto. As we reported last week, it suddenly went off the air. Something failed on 6070 kilohertz. Steve Lehrman, Michigan, tells TX Listening Digest, according to their engineer, Ian Sharp, he is awaiting parts and the time to repair the transmitter. On the SW Programs mailing list, Richard Cuff reports, there's quite an overhaul forthcoming at Radio Canada International, affecting programming produced for the non-North American audience. All the weekly features, Spotlight, Business Sense, Media Zone, aired their last editions in late September, as well as regionally targeted editions of Canada Today. During October, weekday programming will be a special one-hour edition of Canada Today, weekend programming a one-hour version of Maple Leaf Mailbag. However, something completely different will start October 29th. We don't yet know what. One of many CBC programs available via RCI is The House on Saturday mornings at 1311 to 14 UT on 9515, 13655, and if you can get past the interference, 17800. The House is not just a boring show about Canadian politics. They must try harder to make it fun to listen to, even including comedy bits. Last week, they interviewed the president of Latvia, who happens to be a Canadian, and even had a segment on U.S. midterm elections. On the ABDX list, Phil Refuse in Prince Edward Island reminds us that time is running out to hear his local station, CHTN, Charlottetown, on 720 kilohertz. They've already started up their new FM outlet and are about to close down the AM side. In fact, it could happen as early as the first week of October. The three-month overlap period during which they've been simulcasting their FM called Ocean 100 is up around October 5th. And from the other side of Canada, Richard Wood in Hawaii says if you haven't logged CFPR 860 in Prince Rupert, B.C., now's your opportunity before the new San Francisco station opens on 860. Shortwave listeners have been complaining for years about the swish, swish, or whoop, whoop sounds of surface wave radar on the shortwave bands interfering with what we would prefer to hear. But now a story from the CanWest News Service says promising radar watchdog shelved after a single complaint. A plan to build a high-tech radar to track terrorists and drug runners on the high seas has been torpedoed because the government received a single complaint that the system interfered with someone's radio signal. However, they're giving no details. Two experimental HF radar sites have been operating in Newfoundland. Kevin Redding forwarded that story to his ABDX list. No frequency mentioned, but some DX listeners assumed it's the one being heard on the lower part of the 60-meter band. I must point out that there's still a number of these, mostly based in the U.S., not only on 60 meters, but on higher frequencies as well. Standard disclaimer, you're listening to the 11-cubed edition of World of Radio, number 1331, as Bill Hassig and Osgood Conklin have reminded us. Quite possibly a much more significant milestone than a World of Radio ending in double zeros. Your comments and input welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website will lead you to much more information, including our archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Now to Latin America, and another item about Radio Martí Spurs I should have mentioned earlier. On another date, at another time, 14 UT, I was also hearing Martí on 12015. Unfortunately, with some teletype interference, but not jamming. That's a leapfrog of two Greenville Martí frequencies, 11845 over 11930. The leapfrog in the other direction, however, is buried by Radio Havana Cuba. Gone again, true to form, Radio Líder Colombia has disappeared after a little more than a week of activity. It had been on 6139.8 through September 30th, but no more to be heard starting October 1st, when I check between 05 and 06 UT. Other listeners also confirm they're no longer hearing it. Roger Chambers in New York says, when they were on, they put in an excellent signal for a few days, and we enjoy their music and lively programming. Who knows? They'll come back sometime, I suppose, if you keep an ear on 6139.8. I found by chance, and this is really the only way to do it since there are no published schedules, another new broadcast of Canal Internacional Radio Nacional de Venezuela, making use of Cuba's ever-expanding transmitter capacity with new Chinese-made, which are actually American rip-off transmitters. 11705 was concluding at 13 UT, so presumably started at 12, with the usual RNV programming. Unfortunately, if they run past 13, as they did on this occasion, they collide with NHK in Japanese via Canada. Arnaldo Eslein in Argentina tells DX Listening Digest he heard Radio La Voz de la Selva, Voice of the Jungle, Iquitos, Peru, on 4824.49, September 30th at 2340 to 2355. I'm not sure, but I think this may have been inactive for a few weeks. I had not seen some reports of it. Note that it's always on the low side of 4825, while there's another Peruvian on the high side, 4826.4, approximately, Radio Sicuani, which he also reported earlier. However, that was in the morning at 10:06 UT on August 20th, and it was in Quechua. Alex Ferranis in West Virginia says Radio Educação Rural in Chefé, Brazil, apparently signing on half an hour earlier at 09:30 instead of 10 UT, on 4924.87. Also hears them closing at 0200. There's another Brazilian around the frequency, Radio Difusora Taubaté, on 4925, only 500 watts, but he's not hearing even a heterodyne and wonders if they're actually on the air. On the Radio Escudos list, Wilby Garcia in Brazil points out an interesting website of another station there, Radio Difusora de Poços de Caldas, that's on 4945. The detailed description of their transmitter site. It's www.difusoraposos.com.br. Last week, we reported a new shortwave frequency for the Polisario clandestine from Algeria to Western Sahara, 7425. Then, wouldn't you know it, it disappeared for a few days. It's irregular. But as of October 3rd, it was being heard again, says Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, during some ethnic music in Arabic at 1705 to 1735. On previous occasions, they've been broadcasting in Spanish during that hour. Alex Ranis in West Virginia heard 7425 on September 25th until sign-off at midnight 5 UT. On the 28th, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal confirmed that the Castilian program was being heard during the 2300 UT hour, heard not only on 7425, but medium wave 1550. From one of his many coastal de-expedition sites near Boston, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says 7425 was actually weaker than medium wave 1550, September 26th at 2114 in Arabic. We were expecting ORTM Mauritania to extend a 24-hour operation during Ramadan on 4845, but that's not the case. I've been checking it several mornings around 0500 and nothing on the frequency. Their nominal schedule is 0630 to 0100. However, they have been running a bit past 0100, if not all night. On October 3rd, M. Schiefelbein in Missouri heard them cutting off abruptly at 0142. Almost 2 months ago, the Media Network blog quoted Guinea News that a new broadcasting center there would be inaugurated on the 2nd of October for RTG, Radio Diffusion, Télévision Guinéenne. The building was donated by China and completed more than 2 years ago, but problems prevented RTG from moving in. Problems included getting a studio transmitter link working and even getting sufficient electrical power, besides training the staff. However, not everyone in RTG would move into the new building. Radio Guinée Internationale would remain at the old site in Bulbiné, but it would be provided with better facilities. See if you can tell any difference listening to 7125. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal tells BCDX that Radio Burkina, Ouagadougou, was silent again, no longer heard on 5030 and 7230 as of September 29th. Before that, it seemed the transmitter had been repaired. We hear more or less regularly the Voice of Nigeria on 15120, the English block at 17 to 21 UT, but often with horrible audio. Mauno Ritola in Finland heard from Voice of Nigeria with a message encouraging friends and DXers to listen to their music programs, namely African Safari Saturday at 18:05, Nigerian Popular Music Friday and Saturday at 19:30, and VON Link Up, that's more of a mailbag I think, Sundays at 18:05. Checking out an inquiry from Scott Walker in Pennsylvania, Mauno Ritola heard back from Nigeria in mid-September about another program, Time for High Life. It's still broadcast on Wednesday at 11:30 and Saturday at 13:30. Then there is Musical Heritage of Nigerian and African Traditional and Folk Music, Mondays at 19:15, Sundays at 14:30, Fridays at 11:30, when the frequency is presumably 7255. For an almost complete monitored schedule of English broadcasts by Tony Rogers for BDXC, for the 17 to 21 UT period, check DX Listening Digest 6135. Via BCDX, Bruce Churchill in California has been monitoring via DX Tuner in South Africa and in contact with Radio Kahuzi, Congo DR on 6210 approximately. They say they're going to try relaying the Voice of America off a satellite feed as late as 2000 UT. So keep an ear on 6210 when propagation will be better. The power is under 1 kilowatt. Uganda is only 16% Muslim, according to the World Almanac. Nevertheless, Radio Uganda has been staying on the air well past local midnight. Could it be because of Ramadan? We're not sure. But Bill Bergadano in New Jersey reports to the NASA flash sheet hearing 4976 as late as 2316 on September 28th. John Herkimer in New York heard it October 1st at midnight 19. Something else strange about this, they were apparently carrying programming from SABC in South Africa, as heard September 30th at 23:30 by Roberto Pavanello in Italy, PlayDX. No shortwave broadcasts from Gibraltar, but if you'd like to hear a weather broadcast in English, Volmet, Luca Bottofiore in Italy, PlayDX, heard that at 0821 UT, an upper sideband on 9031. Joe Hanlon and I would like listeners in Europe, Middle East, or Africa to check 21620 at 14 UT to confirm whether or not Radio France International has resumed an English broadcast at that time. And if so, is it 1 hour or only half an hour? You can tell if France is propagating if you're hearing the Libyan relay at the same time in English on 21695. Mike Terry reads in a UK publication called Manufacturing News that VT Communications will be paid roughly 4 megapounds a year by Deutsche Welle for shortwave relays starting in January. RFERL had a fun report in mid-September called In Cyberspace, Transnistria Doesn't Look That Bad. Often criticized as a gangster's paradise and Soviet theme park, Transnistria is on a charm offensive, at least in cyberspace. Take a look at a handful of new English language websites showcasing the breakaway state, and you get the impression of a forward-thinking young democracy. One of them is Pridnestrovia.net. Another one is the Tiraspol Times. And here's a nostalgic site, the Enver Hoxha website, reminding us of the bad old days in Albania, www.enverhoxha.info. Thanks for that to Mark Palmer of BDXC UK. On October 1st only, Radio Jordan was on the wrong frequency for their English broadcast, 11960 instead of 11690. That was good because it's in the clear, no more co-channel interference from broadcasters or radio teletype. Many of us monitored it, first discovered by Joe Hannon in New Jersey, but on October 2nd they were back to 11690, around 16 UT. Another problem, Noel Green in England says, after 1557, there's more co-channel interference from China Radio International in French, which apparently has moved from 9700 to 11690. Bulgaria's DX program via John Norfolk, Ruman Pankov, reported a bulletin of news in English from Turkmenistan Radio, heard on 4930 between 1645 and 1653 on its second program daily except Sundays. The first program also has the news in English at 1500 on 5015 and longwave 279. Sweden has been monitoring thoroughly Sound of Hope and the Chinese jamming. As of September 28th, he says Sound of Hope seems to have settled on 10,400, 13,970, 14,600, and 17,330, using all four frequencies at the same time. 10,400 can be traced from the jamming from about 09 UT, the other ones from 05. Sound of Hope on 17,330 was heard after 1,300, but may have just been signing off. The time when SOH is in the clear is for 5 minutes at the top of the hour, when the jammers take a monitoring break. Sound of Hope is rather strong on 14,600 and 10,400 with the same program, synchronized audio. Seems to be to central China, perhaps in the Shanghai dialect. However, the other frequencies, 17,330 and 13,970, have programming different from each other and from the other two frequencies. The Voice of Indonesia has been missing from its major shortwave frequencies for some time now. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica laments that even includes the Spanish broadcast at 1700 on 15150. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain confirms it's still not heard as of October 3rd. Other missing frequencies are 9525 and 9680. World of Radio listeners via World FM in Tawa, New Zealand, also via webcast, will find that since daylight shifting time has already started there, two-thirds of our six broadcasts are heard 1 UT hour earlier, Thursdays at 0905 and 2200, Fridays at 2005, Sundays at 0105. The relays from World Radio Network via Radio Tawa remain Saturdays and Sundays at 1732 UT. We expect those to shift 1 UT hour later from the last Sunday in October. World Radio Network has changed satellites for its direct services to Africa and Asia. Instead of Intelsat 1002, we're now heard on PanamSat 10. That's the Saturday 0800 broadcast of World of Radio. The downlink frequency is 4064 MHz horizontal on transponder 8, symbol rate 19.85, FEC 7/8. Brandon Jordan says he's revamped his website, giving all the details about upcoming special medium-wave DX tests. It's now in blog form, www.dxtests.info. Just in from Kai Ludwig, since October 2nd, no more German language broadcasts have been heard from Public Radio of Armenia on shortwave. That may mean English has now been canceled as well. It had been at 1910 UT on 9960. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued September 26th, unsettled to minor storm periods possible, October 14th, 15th, and 21st. Until then, ANK indices of only 5 and 2, October 4th through 12th. Solar flux dropping from 75 to 70, starting October 14th. And so concludes World of Radio 1331. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.